Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In 2 days, the Bureau of Labor Statistics will release the next monthly non-farm payrolls and unemployment report. In recent years, the headline numbers were contradicted by the accompanying data. I expect this same deception will happen this coming Friday. Look for the headline numbers of the jobs and unemployment report to be better than reality. Here's how the government lies with these statistics. First, since America's population is growing, almost 150,000 jobs need to be created each month to avoid a higher unemployment rate. Anything less is bad news. Anything better has to be discounted. Second, note the labor force participation rate. For the past 28 months, it has been below 63%. I expect Friday's report to continue this negative trend. These have been the lowest labor force participation rates in 38 years. Even during the height of the Great Recession less than 10 years ago, the labor force participation rate averaged more than 3 percentage points higher. That is a difference of almost 5 million lost jobs. Fourth, check prior month revisions. If they are negative, subtract them from the headline number, or add them if positive. Fifth, look at workers' ages. The BLS has recently reported that jobs gains for workers aged 55 and older account for more than 100% of all jobs gains. That means that the number of workers under 55 has declined. Sixth and seventh, review the average workweek hours and hourly pay rate. In an improving economy, both figures should be rising significantly. In recent years, they have not. Eighth, check how many of the workforce age are categorized as not looking for work. That is almost 100 million people. Before the BLS changed its methodology 23 years ago, millions of these people were counted as unemployed. These aren't all the factors affecting American jobs, but it will give you some better insights on how to properly evaluate the big picture of Friday's jobs and unemployment report. Remember, regardless of reality, the Federal Reserve needs a strong jobs report to help justify raising interest rates next month. Don't be deceived. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.